Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Here we go. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. When I was in the military, a bunch of guys in my unit were from Austin, Texas. And I found that odd because so many of them were from Austin. They didn't know each other, of course, because, you know, in the mid-80s, it was pretty much a up-and-coming city. It was they loved it, talked about it. It had a vibrant cultural community, beautiful neighborhoods, and a massive campus that felt surprisingly safe for the students. One of the females in the unit said that. So, that was then. Now, Austin is a city held by some hard leftists, and the only vibrant thing there is the out-of-control crime. In 2020, they moved to the forefront of the leftist-run cities that enthusiastically embraced the defund the police mantra. And in August of 2020, Fox News reported on the major changes that the Austin City Council had made to the police funding. From there, we get Austin, Texas has become the latest city to defund the police. Thursday, when the City Council voted unanimously to cut up to $150 million from its police department budget, about 34% of its current total, and reinvest the funds in other services, the Texas Tribune reported. And the money was, of course, reallocated to all sorts of feel-good social services. And within a year, Fox News was reporting again, this time about a significant rise in crime. And we get this from them again. Amid nationwide protests seeking police reforms last summer, the Austin, Texas City Council decided to cut about one-third of its police budget, the largest cut of any major city in America. Councilman Greg Cesar, a progressive who spearheaded the push to cut funding, said the vote offered a moment to celebrate what the movement has achieved for safety, racial justice, and democracy. But since the budget cut, Austin has gotten much less safe. According to statistics compiled by the data analysis firm AH Datalytics, the city has seen a nearly 71% increase in homicides over the past year. And while homicides have increased nationwide since 2020, Austin's increase is one of the largest the firm has tracked. So for the Austin residents, racial justice, democracy. Yeah. All that word salad. Austin is a city with a disproportionate number of young college grads thanks to its tech sector. And they rejected the ballot proposal to increase police funding. So we're getting to the brass tacks of this one. The background explains the current lawlessness in Austin. And funnily enough, whenever lawlessness hits a major urban area, one of the most visible manifestations seems to be street racing or sideshows. And that plague has now struck Austin because they had a street racing event the other day this past weekend, which took over a major downtown intersection. And I don't know where we get this. Where is this coming from? Who said this? Anyway. Some Austin City Council members are speaking out about the police department's vacancies and ongoing problems at the 911 call center after a chaotic scene unfolded downtown on Saturday night. Street racers took over an intersection at South Lamar Boulevard and Barton Springs Road, drifting in the middle of the street and setting off fireworks as throngs of people looked on at the mayhem. One law enforcement officer was injured and several police cars were damaged in the fracas. Council member Allison Alter told the Austin American Statesman that she happened upon the street takeover and called 911, but ended up on hold for 28 minutes. It continues, the Austin Police Department's Emergency Communications Division has been dealing with a staffing crisis for several months, with the 911 call center lowering its minimum staffing requirements last August due to unprecedented vacancy rates. In October, the average hold time for 911 calls in Austin was 2.5 minutes. Only about two-thirds of 911 calls were answered within 15 seconds this month, far below the national standard of 90% in 15 seconds or less. And on Twitter from the Austin Police Association, Austin policymakers are directly responsible for the overall safety of their citizens and visitors. Looks like they failed to make the right decisions and continue to defund, destroy, and demoralize public safety. Austin was one of the safest cities, not anymore. And on Twitter, somebody goes, been 20 minutes since the first cars arrived to block off the intersection. This is a result of what the good people of Austin voted for. I called Dan Zimmerman from Truth About Guns, because he's in Austin. And I asked him about this, and he's like, well, listen, you know, like the intersection is actually a very well-to-do area. It's not in a bad, bad area at all, and it's very, very nice. And, you know, it's fed by a bunch of really decent neighborhoods. And, you know, it's interesting. There's a lot of tech sector people that have moved there. Apple's moved there. Google has moved there. I think Amazon has some stuff there. So, all that stuff that's in place and all these people they're bringing in there and all of these kids that are in there, I don't know where they live and I don't know what they're doing. But, you know, here's what's going on right now. Leftism always promises heaven and invariably it delivers hell. And cities with leftist governance have more crime, more filth, more homelessness, more public urination and defecation, and more underperforming schools than conservatively run cities. And what works to maintain a city is what always works. Good policy. Good policies that encourage responsibility and discourage crime. And when you abandon those principles, suddenly your very shiny city that was like a, you know, a beacon of greatness, they begin to look like a bunch of Mad Max outtakes. And it isn't as simple as just hiring more cops. I mean, you don't hire a street cop. A street cop has first to, you know, you hire somebody, and that's the raw material. Then you have to take them and send them to a police academy. Then they have to go through the police academy and graduate with the police academy. You do not want to get out there and, you know, relax your standard for hiring. So, like in, say, Memphis, once that happens and they come back to their department, then they have to be trained on the policies there because, you know, you get certified by the state, but each city has their own individual policies. So this is not something they're going to be able to spin up really fast. This is a problem when you grind things to a halt. You think, well, you know, nobody really understands what it takes to put something back in motion once it stops. And that very much is the monolith that is the way things work in a big city. When you grind it to a stop, it's going to take a minute to get that momentum going again. It's like a big train. So, that's horrible to say, but I mean, the good people of Austin, they had a chance to increase this and they voted it down. It's a shame. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. In attempting to make sense of things, you should always look to the insights of the wise and the experienced. But you should also pay attention to the occasional ill-considered outburst of those loudmouth idiots that are out there, since those too can be quite enlightening. Somebody that is a ranting partisan? Sometimes gives game away by thoughtlessly blurting out the cynical thinking behind their own lousy idea. And that inadvertent and ill-advised slip makes it really easy to emotionally reverse engineer partisan stances that more skilled advocates all too often succeed in dressing up as serious proposals. When Republicans took control of the House of Representatives in 1994, Democratic Representative Charlie Rangel reacted by exclaiming, "It's not spick or the N-word anymore. Instead, Republicans say, let's cut taxes." And Rangel's remark underscored the absurdity of treating every policy difference as grounds for racial accusation by deploying the strategy in a ridiculous context, exposing the emptiness of screaming racist at everything. His little eruption gave away the standard Democratic approach and highlighted its absurdity. When Russia invaded Ukraine, many area experts cautioned that there could be no solution to the crisis as long as Vladimir Putin remained in power. Lindsey Graham then unhelpfully ran to every hot mic he could find and yelped himself hoarse, demanding Vladimir Putin be assassinated. And his asinine chest thumping only succeeded in making any would-be Putin assassin look like an American pawn. And a more recent example comes to us from a fairly reliable source of spontaneous stupidities, that being one Geraldo Rivera. A few weeks ago, the topic of gun control came up on Fox News The Five, and this prompted Rivera to unleash a stream of emotionally infantile musings. And I'm going to quote him verbatim. It went a little something like this. "I submit to you, ladies and gentlemen, there is no legitimate reason to have an AR-15. Now, this coming from a guy who just months before had pleaded only to prohibit anyone under the age of 21 from owning this particular kind of firearm. And be that as it may, his outbursts involved two elements. First is that guns that look scary to Rivera should be seized from their lawful owners because Rivera once saw a gunshot wound, and this so traumatized him that the mere thought of anybody owning a firearm capable of inflicting that kind of a wound is completely outrageous. So the civilian possession of commonly owned firearms should be forbidden to salve his recollected trauma." And that kind of narcissism does not merit refutation, but it is worth noting as a psychological oddity. These childish emotional callbacks are not a sound basis for a national policy. But he had more to share with his panelists. It seems he had solved the mystery behind the commercial appeal of AR-15 style firearms. It isn't the ergonomic design, or the ease of use, or the ease of cleaning, the light recoil, reliability. This led to, 25, 30 million of these things out there in the world. It's something much more vulgar. An AR-15, he observed, his words, makes macho the people who possess it. Oh, look at me, I'm a big deal. So owning a firearm to which Rivera objects should be forbidden because such ownership is, in the seasoned judgment of a mature and sophisticated observer like Rivera, an adolescent masculine display that warrants nothing but mockery. He probably believes in toxic masculinity, too. This may be the epitome of it. You might ask, why waste any mental energy on the rantings of a fading carnival barker like Geraldo Rivera. And we have in the past pointed out the twisted priority and barely hidden contempt that must animate a man who simply could not bring himself to see any policy implications in an egregious murder committed by an illegal alien. But never misses an opportunity to leverage isolated incidents to demand the forced disarming of all Americans. Yet it seems worthwhile to assess the merits of his charge at gun ownership, at least the ones that Rivera finds scary-looking, is inherently pathological, a symptom of toxic masculinity, and that this pathology should be actively stamped out. For one thing, it illuminates the arrogance that drives the gun-banning lobby. In the view of Rivera and his compatriots, the Second Amendment is not the codification of a natural right. It is an incomprehensible indulgence unwisely extended to a bunch of icky, low-rent people who are manifestly undeserving of any right they might look somewhat silly exercising. And this blatant, indiscriminate social contempt, this snobbery, is what lies at the core of his bigoted remarks. So let's treat this outburst with more seriousness than it in fact deserves and ask, is this contempt justified? And imagine a typical adolescent, a boy in his teens. He's taken an interest in guns. He imagines growing up to build a collection. He looks forward to spending time improving his marksmanship at the range. And maybe his parents get him a BB gun. And as he grows, he learns gun safety, exercises responsibility, abides by the law. And as he grows older, he avoids doing anything in his life that might jeopardize his participation. That kind of behavior is not that of a social menace. Healthy masculinity involves the disciplined application of force to legitimate targets in appropriate ways at appropriate times to an appropriate degree. Gun ownership can be and often is a benign component of an individual's growth into a mature and responsible person. It is no accident that gun owners tend to be more law-abiding people than people who do not own guns. And this smearing and scapegoating of millions of lawful, responsible gun owners for crimes to which they do not in any way contribute, while violent, feral, urban criminals are coddled and released by anarchist district attorneys, is just one instance of the ongoing political campaign to pathologize the normal and normalize the pathological. People deserve the same basic respect our Constitution extends to all free, responsible adults. And they should demand a political voice. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
USA News Update. The Treasury Secretary is confronting Russian officials on the now year-long war in Ukraine. Secretary Janet Yellen directly condemned senior Russian officials during a meeting of G20 nations in India. She told Russian officials their continued work for the Kremlin makes them complicit in President Vladimir Putin's atrocities. A cold winter storm is bringing snow to parts of Southern California that haven't seen it in many years.
We considered rescheduling, but then these kids are so excited, so we packed rain ponchos and snow boots and gonna deal with it, I guess.
The higher elevations in the mountains of Los Angeles County are under blizzard warnings. Lawsuits are being filed in Ohio. Law firm Johnson & Johnson recently announced it'll file a class action lawsuit against the railroad on behalf of all the residents within 30 miles of the site of that toxic train derailment. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, the D.C. establishment has obsessed over Ukraine over everything else. And they, of course, portray themselves as to be Ukraine's bestest buddy. And they're likely to do what they've done on pretty much every other foreign policy decision in the last three decades, which is lead us into disaster. And one day, if this keeps up, their pathetic flag emojis flying in their Twitter usernames will be gone, replaced by whatever is the next big thing, and Ukraine will be a hellhole wasteland. And we may be a wasteland, too, because these same foreign policy geniuses who gave us Iraq, Afghanistan, and Libya now tell us they're going to destroy the armies of the nation with the most nukes in the world and prosecute its leader, but nah, there's no chance there'll be a nuclear war. And let's just say that with their track record, you should consider investing in lead shielding for your bunker. The fact is that Iraq was not the worst foreign policy debacle of the last three decades. Not turning post-USSR Russia into an ally, or at least a not enemy, was, and now in large part because Democrat politicians found it in their interest to do so, Russia is our enemy, and it is sidling up to a even scarier enemy, Red China. So, Congratulations, everybody. Just spectacular. Letting you people run our foreign policy is like letting the Lincoln Project run a daycare center. Now we have to deal with a major conventional war in Ukraine, and we have two problems. The gross incompetence of the establishment led by the senile Joe Biden and the dwindling domestic political support in the U.S. for this endless stalemate that will only be a stalemate until the Russians rebuild their forces and go on the offensive. Biden's fecklessness and failures rolled out the red carpet for the Ruskies, and it was only the toughness of the Ukrainians defending their homeland that kept the horde out of Kiev, albeit at great cost. Now, we don't really have a strategic objective, at least none that has actually been debated, and we barely have any debate at all, since to refuse to stick a blue or yellow flag pin on our lapel gets you called a Russian agent. So does what, as you know, asking what our interests are. And without an objective, we are adrift, which is no way to run a military. Instead of a strategy, we have blind action or inaction, as the case may be. We have options, but the options seem untethered to any actual goal. Yet the alleged commander-in-chief has still managed to choose the worst of all possible options, and we are seeing the results. Option one was to butt out and let them decide their own dispute themselves, or to push Ukraine to settle. Now, I have no real comprehension or understanding of the vagaries of the inter-Slavic conflict, and I do not pretend that the government of Ukraine is anything but corrupt to the core. We've trained forces there in the post-Cold War, and the people are fully justified in fighting the invaders. I'm not adverse to the theory in helping them. But there are huge implications for doing nothing. We would look weak to foreigners, and that has real consequences. But regardless, butting out is not happening, nor is forcing a settlement. But if we'd done either the issue, at least in Ukraine, would be long over, either through a Russian victory or a settlement that cedes a bunch of Ukrainian territory. Option two is to go whole hog and give them anything and everything that kills Russians, with the goal of driving them all or most of the way out. You hear people talking about the M1 Abrams tanks and the F-16s, but that's not everything. Those are merely the most visible components of a total force that is modeled on our force. A full commitment means rebuilding the Ukrainian army into a real Western army, and they're not that, you know? And we're talking communications and logistics and intelligence, not just guns and bombs. Logistics and intelligence and communications, if you don't have those things, you're just out there fighting a bunch of circular battles that are independent of each other. There's no real coordination going on. Coordination is the essence of a good military operation. So far, we have spent a lot of money. Nothing compared to if we tried to fill in those gaps. And we're talking hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars and a lot of time. Now, I'm not saying that they're not plucky and tough. They could do it, and they could win. But we'd bankrupt ourselves and drain our own war stocks doing it. And then there's option three, which is the current plan, which is the worst of all possible worlds. We give the UKRs enough stuff to create a bloody stalemate, but not to break it. So it just becomes a meat grinder, with the Ukrainians firing our shells and the Russians firing back and the lines barely moving. There's no sweeping mechanized battle like our forces train for. This is proto-World War I stuff. And it will go on until the Russians build their combat power up enough to retake the offensive. And if the nitwits running our foreign policy into the ground knew any history, they would be very scared. The Russians got clobbered by Napoleon right until they drove him out of Moscow in defeat. Hitler was running all over them until the Russians threw him out of the country and took his capital. Russia will come back. It will rebuild and retrain and learn. And the Ukrainians, with just enough stuff not to lose for the moment, will face defeat. And everyone will be surprised that one day suddenly the entire front is collapsing and Ukrainian forces are in a retreat. So, congratulations on selecting the worst option, establishment. I expected nothing less. And this may come sooner rather than later because the establishment is killing the chance to avoid this outcome through the application of its trademark stupidity and arrogance. And right now, most Americans are kind of supportive of the Ukrainians. I'm kind of supportive of them. But the support is shrinking because it is being undermined by lies and poor leadership. The lies started with the ghosts of Kiev and the other propaganda. It was a sweet, short-term sugar rush, but it left a very bitter aftertaste. Then came the lies that any questioning of our total lack of any strategic objective meant that you had to be in love with Putin. I always love people who were not with me in the Cold War telling me that I loved Russians. We're also supposed to believe that Zelensky is some great guy, and while his steadiness in the defense of his country is admirable, he's still effectively a dictator. And this week, we have the Biden visit lies. We're supposed to believe that this is some sort of brave gambit by a potent leader, and instead we see lame photo ops like him staggering around on the maximum tracksuit when the air raid siren suddenly goes off without an air raid. So tough. The world's most awkward propaganda. And then there's the total mishandling of domestic American support. Most of us know that Vladimir Putin is a creep, and that regardless of their mutual beefs, Russia invading Ukraine and killing a bunch of people is wrong. But what does not translate into mindless support for the establishment writing blank checks and risking Armageddon? And, of course, we cannot debate that because we have to have concerns as to love Russia and Putin and stuff. But then when you're told you cannot ask questions, your natural response is to do so internally, if not out loud. Then we see what's going on here at home. And, you know, what are we pursuing in Ukraine? Sending a message about not tolerating aggression? Degrading Russian military sources? What we need now is a debate. And if you support supporting Ukraine, you should demand we debate it right now, before it becomes too late. Because what we're doing right now is going to end up in disaster for Ukraine. And could very well... See, Russia can't invade us. All they have on their plate that they can do to us is nuke us. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Here locally, well, more local than not. Down in the Low Country, as they call it in South Carolina. Right now, everybody's captivated by the Murdaugh case, which, you know, that's ongoing. I don't know all the details to it yet. But other things are happening in the Low Country, too. And a 42-year-old man is in custody after spending a few days in a hospital because he is recovering from the injuries he received after tangling with the wrong senior citizen. I'm telling you, bad guys, you shouldn't mess with old people. You shouldn't mess with old people because they'll just kill you. They can't fight you hand to hand. According to police in North Charleston, both the homeowner and the man who was shot breaking into the residence were acquainted with one another and had an encounter just a short time before the attempted break-in occurred. Early on the morning of Friday, February the 17th, officers responded to Cambridge Avenue in reference to a break-in, according to a report. The owner of the home told police that he and a female acquaintance were at a gas station, that John Jones approached the woman and started an argument. According to the witness, Jones put the woman in a chokehold, but she was able to get away. And the two returned to the home on Cambridge Avenue. Police say Jones then showed up at the home and proceeded to kick in the screen door and the front door. The homeowner, who armed himself with a pistol, shot two or three times in the suspect's direction. After he was hit, Mr. Jones fled the area. He was later found on South Allen Drive and treated for his injuries before being taken to the Medical University of South Carolina. At the moment, the man shot by the homeowner is only facing burglary charges, but based on police reports, I wouldn't be surprised to see a few additional charges filed by prosecutors in the days ahead, at least if there's any physical evidence pointing to the alleged assault of the woman. This doesn't seem like a burglary. This seems more like a home invasion. But regardless of what they charge him with, I'm glad the homeowner was able to protect himself and his friend. And as it turns out, Jones was already wanted on an active warrant issued in Charleston County, though police haven't detailed his previous criminal history. And between this incident and the warrant, he has plenty of legal issues to deal with going forward. The armed homeowner appears to have been acting in self-defense, according to police. They say they found visible damage to both the screen door and the front door of the home, which backs up the homeowner's account of Jones kicking in the doors in order to gain access to the home. They also found shell casings inside the residence, which indicates that Jones had actually breached the door and was inside the 70-year-old's residence when he was shot and further bolsters his claim for self-defense. Don't know yet why Mr. Jones decided to put this female in a chokehold or why he was apparently so enraged that he showed up at the man's house and forced his way inside, but no matter what was said, there is no justification for that kind of a physical attack. And if the 70-year-old man had not been armed with a pistol, who knows what Jones might have been able to do to the pair once he'd broken in. Sounds like Jones is in jail today because of a series of unquestionably bad decisions on his part, but the homeowner and his friend are alive and unharmed thanks to his very wise choice to exercise his Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms in self-defense. Just a shame he had to actually execute it. Right now in Florida, they are debating permitless carry. And that seems to put some people into a frothing rage. And how dare we consider letting people exercise a constitutionally protected right without the government's express permission? But Florida is considering it. And while many are less than pleased with the limits of the proposed legislation, it's still a step in the right direction. But not everybody agrees with that. In a recent op-ed, one writer trying to express their misgivings actually makes the case against requiring permits. One thing about permits, and this always kills me, is they here in South Carolina, you have to fire 50 rounds, and you have to go through 8 hours of classes where they're telling you where you can't carry a gun, basically. And people think that's training. No, that's not training. 50 rounds is better than nothing, I guess. But, I mean, that's more to, in South Carolina, that's to show the instructor of the concealed carry permit class that you're not going to inadvertently shoot yourself. And I can't tell you how many people show up at these classes with a brand new gun straight out of the, you know, straight from the gun shop. They just went and bought the first gun, and now they're headed to this. But I've got to go get a class. I got to go take my CCW class today, and on the way, I'm going to be picking up my new gun. Everything's sort of cool right now. So, but that's not training, right? And that's the thing with the permits. Everybody thinks that with the permits, you're a trained gunfighter when you come out of there. No. Now, the Republican legislators hell-bent, this is the op-ed, on making Florida permitless concealed carry state must not get around much, or they would have routinely encountered way too many of their infamous hotheads. Road rage, domestic homicide, children and adults in gangs killing each other, a history of record-setting mass shootings, and a woman who last week pulled a gun on a McDonald's drive-thru employee in Seminole County over a free cookie. Yes, we do have it all in our trigger-happy state, the cozy home of the infamous neighborhood watchman who shot and killed a 17-year-old teen, Trayvon Martin, walking home with candy and soda in his pocket, and got away with murder. From Pensacola to the Keys, we're a no-laid-back, paradisical landscape of well-behaved, competent people who soon have the right to legally carry a concealed weapon without a permit and without training. I guess it's just awful in Florida, huh? All these people, including Zimmerman, who would be loose on the streets to carry guns without the training requirements, background checks, and fees currently part of Florida's permitting process, would they? Well, you know, all of these examples, anecdotes to be sure, but roll with me for a bit, illustrate things that have happened. Do they show what's happening in Florida? Zimmerman had a permit when he shot Trayvon Martin. And Martin, of course, was just a sweet, innocent kid trying to innocently bash Zimmerman's head into a sidewalk. But that's neither here nor there, because Zimmerman had a permit. The woman who pulled a gun on the McDonald's employee, I don't know if she had a permit or not, but I know that she lives in a state that requires one to carry a gun. So if she didn't have a permit, she's breaking the law. And if she did have a permit, she was probably breaking the law. In fact, all the examples that this author presents are things that permitting failed to prevent. So if permitting is such a failure, why oppose permitless carry? Now, the author has her reasons, but the truth of the matter is that the only real good permitting does is make sure poorer Floridians don't get to exercise their right to keep and bear arms. And, you know, by their own admission, it doesn't stop hotheads from pulling their guns when it's not warranted. And if that's true, then what good does permitting do at all? Rather than counter the argument for permitless carry, the author simply illustrates that Florida's fairly restrictive permitting scheme is a waste of time, money, and effort if your desire is to minimize bad actions by those who are carrying. If it's this bad, how could permitless carry be any worse? Or is the author's problem that those people might start carrying a gun? I'll tell you the truth. The thing about all gun control, and whenever people are looking at people carrying guns, everybody looks down at most people, especially on the left. They all look down upon us. We are the unwashed, we're the this, we're the that, all that other nonsense. Knowing that, 25 states have permitless carry. And it's not happening like you say it's happening. Trayvon Martin was a thug. He was a cute kid, but he grew up to be a thug. And, you know, I've said many times what I think about Zimmerman doing what he did. And I'm running out of time here in this hour. I can't really go into it. But let's just say this. Permitless carry is coming to Florida, like it or not. Sorry. Yesterday I had Paul Markle on the show, and he was in the middle of ranting, and I call it the patriotic rant. That was part one. And coming up next hour, he's going to join me again, and we're going to have the patriotic rant part two. Because I was having a real good time listening to Paul rant. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.